Welcome back to IndyCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great music. We are back at Indie Week. We've got a lot more music from Indie Week to share with you. But first, some pressing issues from my inbox. I've got some stuff I just got to share with you. Let's start with a gunslinger. This is Billy the Kid. I've been waiting for this.
Down model. guess I didn't catch that train. Catch that train, catch that train. I didn't catch that train. Watch another one leave without me. Didn't catch that train. I'm rolling through the countryside. Standing still, I declined. Walked away, I didn't catch that train. Catch that train, catch that train. I didn't catch that train. Watch another one leave without me. Didn't catch that train. The pouring rain, standing all alone, holding on to a busted telephone, the price you pay when you don't catch that train.
That is the first of many sets on this show called All of These Things Don't Belong Like the Other. We had Barney Bentall from the legendary Hearts days. No, this is brand new. We'd heard a couple of tracks recently from Dustin Bentall, son thereof, and music is ageless and timeless, isn't it? And that is Catch That Train. I just got to know the album, just got it, wanted to get it to you. That one got to me right away, and I'm going to give the rest of the album some time. We get bombarded with music so much. Do you always feel like you have to get on to the next song because there seems to be 400 new songs a day for you to consider? I get forced with that and then some, I assure you. But I'm very devoted to my time with music, and I'm going to, I mean, look at how long it takes to think of the songs, how long it takes to create the songs, how long it takes to perfect and mix the songs. I want to enjoy some of those nuances. What's the point of racing on to the next one if you missed the point of the first one? Anyway, I digress. Barney, fantastic. I know you're proud of your son, and you're back doing your own thing, and that is fantastic. We needed a little ska in the set, don't you think? The Johnstones, Take Me to the Party. This is called the clean edit, so I assure you when you see this live, it'll be more vulgar. So get out and do that. And Rain Maida is working with Billy the Kid, and that was a song they did together. And that is Drown off of Lost Records, brand new Billy the Kid. Saw her actually opening for Rain Maida when he was sort of between Our Lady Peace gigs doing his own thing. And I really loved what he was doing. You can scroll down through the IndyCan Radio archives if you want to actually catch that show. If you haven't heard it, maybe you're new to us, or you went, wow, yeah, I love that. I think I'm going back there. He was live at IndyCan and played some of his stuff with just an acoustic guitar. Imagine that. Our Lady Peace unplugged. Well, it isn't like Our Lady Peace at all. And it's, trust me, it's worth your time. Okay, that was from my inbox. We're going to Indie Week. Still a lot more there, and we'll be getting Jen Martin's thoughts on Indie Week. I've got an interview with the band Purr, P-U-R-R-R, and another one of Raquel's picks will be included in this next set. Man, you know, it was a game of inches, Indie Week 2009. Purr definitely was one of the crowd favorites, made the finals, and, you know, must have been by hairs that they weren't picked as the ultimate champions. And this artist, or artists, Casey Roberts and the Live Revolution. Hard to pick one song off this CD to tell you what it's like, because it's quite diverse.
Soul.
They mix. And funk and urban rap styles and good old-fashioned rock and roll. It is what I would call 21st century funk. Anyway, here's a song called 8. It's a little eclectic, but it's going to fit in nicely with the set of things that don't belong together. Here we go.
Some people say it's all in the spaceman's imagination. Maybe I'd like to go there.
What are you trying to pull?
Try a little goblet of this and you'll go anywhere.
It's a wild place.
Hey.
Wherever you want to go, it's right there.
Sounds like fun.
Like everything opens up on it. Everything is right there.
I believe.
You like good music?
Carly?
I'm Sam.
This is Roger from PER.
And you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
So last year I saw you guys here. This year I see some evolvement. How do you feel you've grown as a band in the last year?
Each year, I mean, we get closer as a band. Like, the chemistry just gets stronger and stronger. So our playing, we're going to feed off each other, and that chemistry will grow.
The more you play, the more you evolve.
A couple
right?
things. It's a first of all, thing, no bass player. Was that an artistic decision or just a lack of availability?
I think it was a lack of availability to begin with, and then we just thought, what the hell, one less player, one less instrument to worry about.
And it worked. We kind of trade between, like, in a good setup, our own setup, which is not the case in most of the gigs we played lately.
Yeah.
We trade the bass between myself and Sam, just to kind of have that nice, like, rhythmic carpet with Carly.
And it works. You know, there's just so much sound coming out of the three of you as it is, right? I mean, it's very full in terms of a live performance.
Thank you.
Yeah. And this is an era where anything goes, right? I mean, there's just bass and drums, there's guitar and drums, there's United Steelworkers of Montreal, five-piece band, no drummer at all, right? I mean, in this era, you know, there's no such thing as a right way of doing things, is there?
That's true, yeah.
Now, influences. I would guess Propellerhead, the Crystal Method, Nine Inch Nails. I mean, what do you listen to? David Bowie right on your shirt here. Do you all listen to the same CDs, or do you all come from different places?
I think we all have different, influences, that's for sure. Very different influences. But we're all in agreement that that if it sounds good, just play it. You know what I mean? Like, we don't lean to one particular genre. Like, yeah, I guess we are dance driven in a lot of ways, but we're also rock driven in a lot of ways too.
Yeah,
you know,
you can see the rock to what you're doing.
And
sure.
it's that mesh of different styles and I guess different influences that just kind of accidentally turned out to be PER. You know what I mean? It wasn't something we planned on doing. It's just the way it comes out, and it's natural as well, right?
So that said, what's in your iPods right now? What are you listening to?
Oh, I love A Perfect Circle. Yeah, in Estero, all over the board, really.
No kidding. What are you listening to?
I'm really digging Schloss, Dias, which is a European band, and the last song I heard today, actually not today, it was yesterday, it was a video by Hexes and O's.
Oh, okay,
I
know them
well.
Which is,
have you played with them before?
No,
yeah.
Just like them.
Okay, cool.
I got a whole stuff. I got too much stuff on the iPod. I got everything from like Daft Punk to Bryan Adams or 80s pop music. Depeche Mode was the last thing I heard on it. So I guess it's all over the place, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, would you describe yourself as daring to be different or just being yourselves in terms of your performance, the strobe lights, the masks, just the way you interact as a band?
There is no daring in music. You do it or you don't. So we like what we hear and we just play it.
Yeah.
That's the end of it.
Yeah, because it comes across as not being contrived at all, not being an act at all. No. It's very authentic.
Sometimes you like a sound that goes wheel, 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 and I just play it, or he plays it. And we go to Kali, and she jumps on it.
Do you notice from MySpace friends and that sort of thing some attraction from Europe? Are they into your music?
Yeah, I'd say so for sure. But MySpace, I don't know if you can really judge from that because it's kind of all over the place. You know what I mean? Europe is definitely something we're aiming to be. You know, aiming to do. We love to do that. I mean, we definitely want to introduce the world, you know, to our music.
Tokyo, I think, too, is another place that it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And, well, not even nowhere, but like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's just our experience on looking at where people are coming from to listen to Canadian independent music, China, Australia, Japan,
the Far East. I mean,
music got no borders. If exactly. It hits you in the heart, it hits you in the heart.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. It's the language of the heart, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah, well, great.
The heart and the balls. Yeah. Don't forget the balls.
The balls, exactly. Well, do you know Richard Flohill? He's been around the music industry a long time. He said, music to be good has to reach you in the head, the heart, the crotch, or the feet. And if it reaches you in two places, you got a hit.
Oh man, I like that.
And people were moving. People like your stuff, and good luck to you.
Thanks for the
best wishes. Here's our radio handshake, everybody.
Yeah.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it?
empty bottles. No sleep, hotels, cover models. Looking back, you remind me I'm falling forward one step behind. So it goes, a table turns. You roll your eyes, the whiskey burns. Too many times I paid the price. I loved her once but killed her twice. Well, I run it clean, I run it fast. Well, I'm always first or right, I'm always last. So baby, baby, please, you give me all the knees. Get you on your back, lay you like a rail track. Got something full of trust. I got things like that train, bottle full of lust and pills to kill my pain. Made without speaking, I found my love, she wouldn't break. So that girl would've settled for a second place. Well, I run it clean, I run it fast. Well, I'm always first or right, I'm always last. So baby, baby, please, you get me on the knees. Get you on your back, lay you like a railroad track. Got a shotgun full of trust, I got things to ride that train. Bottle full of lust and pills to kill my pain. Well, baby, is this party over? 'Cause I wanna go home, yeah. Baby, baby, please, you get me on my knees. Get you on your back, lay you like a.
Hello, Jen Martin. How was your indie week?
Fan-friggin-tastic.
What did we just hear there?
We just heard Surefire Machine and Winhera.
What can you tell us about these two bands?
Winhera was the opening night of Indie Week on the Wednesday at the Hideout, and they were the first band that I got to see. And
oh, so that's how your Indie Week started.
That's how my Indie Week started.
That's not bad, eh?
No.
Must have known things were going to be good.
From that point onward, for sure. And then Surefire Machine, I was actually on my way in towards Holy Joe's to see another act that night.
Oh, they kind of stopped you in your tracks, didn't they?
Yes, I couldn't help but stand there and take in the last bit of their set and grab some pics because they actually blew me away. And it was funny because I heard about one of the members in the band in advance many months ago because of a little publicity stunt they were doing. This is a guy that actually got a tattoo while skydiving. And so, you know, to hear him tell me the story afterwards, it was finally like, wow, two and two come together, and this is friggin' hilarious.
Now, last week we played Soule, who you were on your way to see.
Exactly.
When this took place. And we played Amy Campbell, which
I was on my way coming from. Yeah,
coming from, you were quite impressed by that too, weren't you? For reference, what did we just pull you away from?
Right now, I'm in seeing Lee Oscar, who was in the legendary band War, guesting with Toronto mainstay harpists Jerome Godbout and David Rotundo.
Yeah, if you like the blues on a Thursday night. At no cost to you other than a few drinks, Delta Chelsea. It's
yeah, pretty, Monarch's Pub.
Yeah, I mean, pretty, wow. Yeah, Jen Martin's one of the youngest members of Indie Canon, one of the oldest souls, if you look at a record collection. But I got to tell you, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a pretty smoking set.
Nothing dated sounding about that, that's for sure.
No.
Okay, so now... typically, you aren't known for your love for the female singer-songwriter, but you saw a showcase that really turned your crank.
Yeah, I was quite surprised because, yes, I will admit my cynicism or skepticism towards female singer-songwriters. And I had heard of Amy Campbell and decided I'd go and check out her set from what I had heard online. Really liked her. And I figured I had a little bit of time to kill, needed to eat, so I stuck around to have a meal and caught a set by Sydney York and another female singer-songwriter. So to surprise me, I actually was really quite taken by her. She has a lot of really quirky lyrics, fantastic smile, great stage presence.
You know what I wonder?
What?
What her real name is, like Sydney York.
I think
Sydney,
if you
New York state of mind, you know.
I think if you read the back of her CD, you might find that information out.
Okay. So the information is out there.
I think the information's out there.
But it's a great name.
Yes, definitely.
It's got a great ring to it.
Definitely. And she
well,
definitely.
Do you want to play a song of hers?
I definitely do.
Hang on a sec. I just want to ask you just your overall impression of Indie Week this year.
It was great. I mean, I got to catch more of it this year than I did last. And every venue that I had gone to, every set that I had caught, I was really very pleasantly surprised. I can't say there was anything that really didn't turn my crank. I mean, I think that Daryl did a fantastic job putting this together.
Absolutely. Everyone I talked to... who sat through an entire showcase never would have picked the winners the way the judges did, but that's the cool thing about it. It's so good. I mean, there's just so much talent that that's just how it goes sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm glad I don't have that job.
No, I wouldn't want to either, because from some of the nights that I had seen, it would definitely be a tough choice.
Yeah. So let's play a song by Sydney York. Put us in a Sydney York state of mind. What are we going to hear?
We'll hear Stalker, because Uh-oh. It was a song that Uh-oh. Just completely hooked me. I liked her, but then as soon as I heard this song, I couldn't help but chuckle. She, started off with a... this is kind of a warning as to what you shouldn't do as far as relationships go. And she's like, although I've known some people in the past who have may have exemplified some
of
this.
I could break out into hives because I know she sings this song in first person, which makes a guy nervous.
It was hilarious, and it was what completely sucked me in, because it just goes to show the quirkiness of her lyric. It's fast becoming one of my favorite songs on her album.
Okay, here we go. Sit in New York.
Stalker.
Checked your account and they were in the garbage bin. And I need to take a walk and clear my thoughts. But every time I go outside, I just walk straight to your house, dressed in passive depravity. If you asked me to, I'd come for you. I'll be waiting outside, open your door and wipe that restraint off of your face. It's all the same, just another game. If you try to cheat, I'll just let it go. It's much better than being alone. Remember the pet names you gave me? I love when you call me crazy whore. You're so sweet of you to call me back. When you said drop dead, you sounded so adorable. Sorry I keyed your car, but I couldn't find a pen to leave you a note, so I just scrawled, "I love you, muffin tin," on the driver door. If you asked me to, I'd come for you. I'm waiting outside, open your door and wipe that restraining order off of your face. It's all the same, just another game. If you try to cheat, I'll just let it go. It's much better than being alone. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Please don't make me go away. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Pretty, please don't make me go away. If you just hear me out, I'll make it work. I'll come by on Friday if you're free. I'm sorry I stood up for myself. Next time I'll just let you yell at me. I've already brought it up with that blonde-haired jazzercise Monday nights at the Rex Shops and Lululemon. Girl, we have an understanding. If you asked me to, I'd come for you. I'll be waiting outside, open your door and wipe that restraining order off of your face. It's all the same, just another game. If you try to cheat, I'll just let it go. It's much better than being alone. It's much better than being alone. It's much better than being alone. We'll be right back.
smile. I've walked a few hundred miles in these here shoes. I'm trying to make you understand that I'm just a silly person who sometimes doesn't have a clue. 'Cause I'm not perfect, I failed in my life, made so many mistakes, but I'm learning right. As I get older, it becomes clearer, the lines are bolder, think of the mirror. I remember that day. Pretended to know what something means, lied about the size of my jeans. But hey, that's just between you and me. 'Cause I'm not perfect, I failed in my life, made some big mistakes, but I'm learning right.
West or Leah West, L-E-A-H, not quite sure how it's pronounced. This was a CD I got from Raquel, and she saw that set at Indie Week. I liked the CD, and so I shared some with you. We've let the girls have their say, so what are we going to do now? Okay, I've got a set lined up here. I've got a little bit of The Dudes from Calgary, something fairly new from them, The Februaries, and this is a band called Atlas, and these are all three bands that you need to know a little bit about if you want to be a aficionado on the Canadian independent music scene. So let's kick this set off with Atlas. This is called Alert the Metric.
Come, we will criticize, talking over feel like Jimmy, but Jimmy likes Eric, and Eric likes Jess. Oh, it's an awful mess. Danny caught Monique kissing on Francois outside the diner, so they are done for sure. Everyone likes Jess, but Jessie ain't dating. She's down in the basement listening to Pet Sounds. Her mom's 45s get the best sounds. Loving is easy, loving is easy. Losing is rough. Ain't it hot, great, powerful stuff? Loving to leave you, loving to leave me. It ain't that expensive, it's so hard to keep in the present tense.
Enemy. I'm finding it hard to see a better way to end this, 'cause they have left me without a choice. I'm starting to raise my voice and sing a little louder. So I wrote this song, 'cause I know and roll's enemy. Left me without a choice.
The Februarys, Rock and Roll Enemy. Thank you, boys. And all I ever wanted is for you to like Canadian music, and we'll have some more next week. See you then.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.